Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to it. We have Joe DiStio outside the courthouse for us. Joe, thanks for popping out and catching us up to speed here. What's going on?
Hey, Wendy, it's been an afternoon really full of developments. As you know, the prosecution arrested just before noon. And when we got back into the courtroom about an hour later, first thing that Judge Bigot did was to swear in Michael Rosfeld. And Rosfeld, he asked him if he was going to testify. Rosfeld says that was his intention. And sure enough, the very first witness, once we started resume trial this afternoon, was Michael Rosfeld. So they didn't waste any time. He was on the witness stand for more than an hour. Examination, cross-examination by the by prosecutors. And he basically stuck to his story that he understood that the car he stopped, he thought they were the shooting suspects in the drive-by that had occurred 13 minutes earlier in North Braddock. He said he thought they were most likely to be armed. When they got out of the car, of course, he got the driver out first and then perceived what he thought to be a threat. When the two others, Antoine Rose and Zaywan Hester, emerged from that vehicle, and he said made a motion. One of them made a motion toward him. He thought they had a gun. He perceived there to be a threat, and he says you're trained to fire until that threat is gone. In fact, he didn't even know that he had shot Antoine Rose until later when he came upon him as he and another officer were searching for the suspects. He says Rose was trying to breathe. He was gasping. And at this point, Rosfeld on the stand begins to get emotional, to tear up. He says, I was upset. I was shocked. And he could see the bullet wound in Antoine Rose's face. Excuse me. So emotional testimony from Rosfeld on the stand.
Hey, Joe, did he confirm what the witnesses had stated about what they said they heard him say about, I don't know why I did this or something? I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah. Well, he didn't actually confirm that other than to say, yeah, I was upset. He wasn't asked specifically if he said, I don't know why I shot,
right,
which might have been the most damning statement, at least according to eyewitnesses. The cross-examination was pretty severe. They made Rosfeld get up, stand up, and motion and make the motion himself what he thought the threat was that he faced. And it was an arm extended. Did you ever see a gun, though? He said he thought he saw a gun, and then the questioning continued, and later on asked, did you ever see a weapon? And he said no. Hmm. We're ending now. In fact, they're still testifying. We're hearing from Cliff Jobe, who's a expert witness on use of force. This is a defense witness who has held up the case and has said that Rosfeld acted the way that he was trained. This is a man who's a state police trooper and instructor for from about 20 years. And again, is a defense witness who's still on the stand this afternoon.
Hey, Joe, when we had spoken earlier, you had popped out right around lunchtime to talk with Marty and me, and you'd said that you were surprised that there wasn't more emotion on the prosecution side. Are you feeling that emotion now with Rosfeld testifying? Do you feel that bolsters his side, or what's your emotion on that?
You know what? It's kind of hard to judge. Definitely a lot more has happened, and there is some more emotion, especially the point where Rosfeld talks about finding Antoine Rose on the ground. But it's been more matter of fact. Clearly, defense attorney Pat Tomasi is simply more of a theatrical attorney. So,
yes.
He, you know, there's more of that. You get more of that with him. And he makes his points, especially, you know, looking to the jury to make sure they understand his point. But it has not been overly emotional. When I did see that Antoine's mother left the courtroom again when there was when Rosfeld was on the stand. She didn't want to hear his testimony about how that those minutes unfolded.
Hey, Joe, is still a plan to run this into the weekend? Still a plan to do that?
We haven't had a chance yet to ask Tomasi how long he's going to go. I suspect that there will not be testimony. If it doesn't end today, it's going to end tomorrow. There's no doubt about that. It's pretty clear to me the jury's going to get this before the weekend.
And any feelings on what the jury has been perceiving here? Have they shown you anything visible? Or have they been pretty stoic throughout?
I think the main thing that they were paying attention to, Wendy, was Rosfeld himself, his testimony. He was strong when his own attorney was asking him questions. When Dan Fitzsimmons, the prosecutor, was talking to him and asking him very pointed questions, he was less steady. He asked for questions to be repeated numerous times, occasionally glancing over to Tomasi to try to get support. So it kind of cut both ways. You know, it was from my impression, I said from the very beginning, this is going to be a tough case for the prosecution to win.
Hey, Joe, and then we'll let you go. I know you got to get back in there. A lot of attorneys tell us 90% of the time they never put someone like Rosfeld on the stand. Do you have any idea why this happened?
I think that's the judge clearly asked a series of questions to Rosfeld before his testimony, saying, do you understand that you're supposed to listen to your attorney, but that the decision is ultimately yours?
Oh.
Do you understand the full scope of potential charges against you under the general homicide charge?
Right.
And so they got him clearly on the record that this was going to be his decision.
Right. It'll be interesting after it's all said and done if Tomasi actually had dissuaded him from so testifying. Joe DiStio, we so appreciate your time, and we look forward to another update as it's available.
Thanks, Joe.
Good deal. We'll check later. Bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.